A state senator says the Nebraska legislature should allow members to participate from remote locations because of coronavirus concerns, but the speaker of the legislature has some concerns about the idea. The legislature's in recess due to the coronavirus, but Speaker Jim Scheer last week announced plans to call lawmakers back to the Capitol July 20th through August 13th to finish their session. That led Lincoln Senator Patty Pansing Brooks to say lawmakers should be allowed to participate from remote locations, such as their homes, rather than having to be physically present in the Capitol during the coronavirus pandemic. Pansing Brooks says the legislature should be prepared to adapt.
I'm not saying that the entire session needs to go remote, but I am saying that we've all experienced how easy Zoom is, how clear it is, or other mediums.
Pansing Brooks acknowledges the Nebraska Constitution requires voting viva voce, or with a live voice, but she points to a 1933 Nebraska Supreme Court opinion upholding electronic voting as precedent for allowing remote voting.
When you read it, it fits this instance with COVID-19 and our state of emergency perfectly. It then goes on and talks about the fact that the rules, the legislative rules, are the legislature's to change and to suspend or ratify as they see fit.
That's significant because current legislative rules require senators to be physically present in the legislative chamber in order to vote. But Pansing Brooks argues senators could agree to suspend that rule for the rest of this session. And the 61-year-old lawmaker says forcing senators to show up at the Capitol could have a ripple effect on other people.
I have a concern for my husband, who's 8 years older than I. He's currently working and basically keeping about 5 households going with what he's doing. If I bring home something, not only does it affect my love and care and relationship and life with my wonderful husband, but it affects other people and their lives if he's all of a sudden unable to do his work.
On the other hand, if she stays home and can't participate remotely, Pansing Brooks says, that disenfranchises her constituents. Those arguments run into resistance from Senator Jim Scheer, Speaker of the Legislature. For one thing, Scheer says, senators participating remotely might not be as effective as ones who are there.
I hate to see their comments, their opinions, I don't want to say minimized, but it might be maybe overshadowed by the fact that they're not there. There is a difference. I mean, I've been on lots of Zoom meetings, but they're not the same as having somebody sit across the table from me.
Unlike Pansing Brooks, Scheer says he's not a lawyer, but he says opinions may differ on the legality of remote voting. As for the possibility that requiring senators to show up in person could have a ripple effect on other people, Scheer says that's always the case.
To a certain extent, that's part of life. When I walk out the door and get in my car to drive to my office, I'm taking a risk for my life being in my vehicle. I'm not worried about my driving, but that doesn't mean you don't run a stop sign or you don't cross the median and schmuck me. Life is uncertain, and I'm not trying to be flippant about that, but there's no way to guard against anyone's health and well-being 24/7 in any location.
And he's not sure senators staying home with COVID concerns would disenfranchise their constituents any more than other reasons.
Senators either are ill or are out of the state at some other type of meeting or whatever the case might be, that they're not on the floor in a given day. Are their constituents disenfranchised because they made a choice to be someplace else or because of illness are not able to do that? I don't think necessarily. That happens historically. There's very few people that probably ever have perfect attendance on the floor of the legislature during their terms.
There are 17 business days remaining in the legislative session, with major decisions remaining on taxes and other issues. When senators do return, Pansing Brooks says she'd like Scheer to require them to wear masks.
You can suspend the rules and have a requirement that people wear a mask. We've seen how important it is, and it's not a matter of protecting the person whom we're requiring to wear a mask. It's about protecting everybody else. And in my opinion, if somebody's going by and sneezing on me and he or she refuses to wear a mask, I think it's tantamount to an assault.
Scheer says he's not certain about his power to impose a mask-wearing requirement.
I'm certainly going to encourage that. I don't know right now that I have the ability to enforce someone to wear additional items. We're looking into that, but I don't know that I do. I don't know that I don't.
Pansing Brooks says she'd like the Rules Committee to meet to consider suspending the rule requiring in-person voting. Scheer says he can't predict what the health situation will be 2 months from now when the legislature is scheduled to reconvene, but he'll continue to listen to the discussion. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.